This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's actually quite heartbreaking sometimes because the intent is so good, but we just weren't executing in its basic skill sets. And then you think as a coach, oh, are we doing enough of that stuff at training, and what else could we do? We just did not fire at the start of that game, and they hammered us, and then the energy got up, and then we were caught chasing, and we just couldn't pull our way in. And it was like a revolving door of players out there. But look, to come back in the second half and that last quarter, I was really proud of the way that players came back out. Mary came back out and had a bloody great second half. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that when we leave here, we set ourselves up better for the Swifts. And if we'd have just let that game run over the top of us and not come back, it would be very tough looking towards next week. It's going to be tough anyway, but to have a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel was nice to have.
It came out, you guys were quite frenetic at the start, but you could tell there was intent and energy from you guys, knowing that your season was on the line and everything was on the line. And as you say, you just, nothing went right.
That's a great way to describe it, is frenetic and stressed, and just we needed just a bit of composure and not allow their energy to impact us. We let them get on top of us a little bit, and so it's something we will go back. We've got the psych in the change room right now getting ready for hot debrief, and we'll talk through some stuff.
You also just need to make Mary mad sometimes. We saw you in one of those timeouts.
I know.
Laying the law down to the girls that you've worked so hard for this and just to do it. And it's like you played angry in that second half and you...
Yeah, the group is where we are super competitive, and we know how much we got in us when we go in those moments. We know we have so much still in our gear, like we have a lot of still to give. So it was just a little bit, sometimes we need to get in there and remind ourselves what we can do as a group. And yeah, it was good to at least finish on a high, because that was really hard as players, because we didn't live to our values, like we say every time. So it's a hard week. We gotta tackle it, like gotta move on and just keep like grinding.
It's good to see you being confident to take the 2-pointers. So it takes a bit of pressure off to Pia as well. So are you feeling a bit more confident into going to the post for the 2-pointers?
I reckon. I think everyone, Keys always tells us, like, everyone can take a 2-point, and yeah. I feel like from today onwards, I'll get in there.
And look, we're a little bit freer too in the way that we're playing that time. When you rely on one, it just gets so hard to get them the ball. So now that we're stepping up, and Elsa can take the 2, and TP can take the 2, and Mary can take the 2, it just opens things up a little bit more, and we're not stressed about who takes it. And I think they've worked really hard as a group to try and lift our stats and things like that from the beginning of the season. I think rounds 1 to 4 we were down about 20%, so to lift it up again today was pretty good.
So where to from now? You've got 3 more games left. You've got potential to sort of disrupt those that are going into fourth position. What does it look like for the Firebirds in the next 3 weeks?
I'm so boring because I come in here every week and I say the same thing. It's game by game. We've got to think about the Swifts next week and restoring some dignity and faith in ourselves in terms of how we start a game and running that through right through to the end. We had a brilliant game against them the last time we played, so that also gives us good confidence going into that game. So it's, for us, it's about putting the product out there that we're proud of. Everyone's working hard to keep their jobs. Everybody's working hard to give something to the fans to be cheering about. So we just want to go out every game and put out something that, you know, Queensland can be proud of. Disrupting the other teams is a bonus. And, you know, I think we lost to the Mavs and the Lightning. We only went down in those 2 games by 1 goal. So... we feel like if we're playing our best, we can tip those two sides over, and we haven't won against Lightning for, I don't know, Ed, a long time. So that would be quite nice. And Swiss, we want to go 2-0 this season. Yeah.
Mary, do you have yourself any sort of goals for the rest of the season?
I feel like as a group we have like I say, we have so much to give, and we believe ourselves, like we back ourselves so much, and I feel like we still have three games, and we're going to do it our best, trying to make sure we finish on the season on the high, because we don't want to find ourselves again like last year. So yeah, we're just going to give our best this season, trying to win the rest of the games.
Yeah, climbing up the ladder would be great.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So that's the goal. Week by week, game by game, let's take each one as it comes, but the goal is to win and get ourselves at least up to fifth.
Yeah.
And you mentioned just before that everyone's fighting for their job. It's everyone's off contract at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Do you think that is potentially playing a little bit of a part in people's minds?
No, look, we don't talk about it all the time, but the reason I say it is there's got to be a bit of pride in what we put out there and a little bit of hustle about it to show that we really value this opportunity. This is an amazing job to have as a coach, as a player, and we have to show value in that, and I think that's more about what I'm saying, is that we show we are great athletes, good coaching staff, we've got a great product. This is a really good place to come to and be a part of, because I think in the past it hasn't been the place of choice for people, but we also want to be as a club the place that people want go, hey look, we like what's going on over there, we want people to stay.
Yep.
You know, like there's a lot to play for from our reputation point of view for everybody. Yeah.
Marion, from a player's perspective, talk to me about like First Nations round and wearing the dress and how special that is. I couldn't be there for the dress presentation, but what's the feel amongst the group putting on that dress?
Oh, it's just amazing, again, like to honour all the people of this land, and just we had a presentation of our bib, and the design, what inspired it was just about sisterhood and just the community, like in Queensland, and it's just great to play. We have a lot of pride because there's a lot that the First Nation people, and it's great for us as athletes to represent them in the way as much as we can, really, and honour them. So for me, I feel really proud to have been wearing this dress, and for me, someone coming from a community where there's a lot of culture, so I learned from it a lot, and just embracing it as well, and just sharing all their heritage.
Oh, beautiful answer.
Yesterday when we got presented our bibs from the Diamond Spirit program, they talked about, because the Diamond Spirit program is about young women in a couple of schools, and they've got special programs for those First Nations girls, and it was about standing in their own strength and their identity, and that's we wanted to do that today for them, and I hope that last quarter shows them what we do when we stand strong in our identity and in our strength. It's quite heartwarming. I think it's really meaningful, and you know, with Leah not being here with us this year, that also added a layer of emotion. So there was a lot to play for, and I didn't have to search hard to find inspiration for the pre-game talk today. That was what it was about. So we want to, as a team, always uphold and lift up First Nations community and communities in any way we can, and I think Netball Queensland has their action plan, and we want to make sure that we keep chipping away, because there's a lot of work still to be done.
Thank you for sharing that, because it's important for the viewers and people watching today to hear that, that work is being done, and Netball Queensland are doing a really good job in this space. So well done.
And we've got to keep chipping away.
We do.
It's just one more, sorry to bring you back to this, the three games. Is it about finishing out this season as well as you can, or do you already have to start looking to next year?
I think for all the work that we've done as a group, I think it's about finishing this year really strong, and that should give people opportunities to, you know, have a look at where they're going and what they're doing. But really, we haven't lived up to our potential this season, and we've got three more games to show who we are. Yep.
And what about looking towards Commonwealth Games? And there's a number of athletes on in your squad that are potentially vying for national selection.
Yeah.
How to keep them focused just on fibres for the next 3 weeks at least?
Yeah, I think again, they if we play well, they play well. And that takes care of their selections. I think all those selections are going to be made quite soon, though. So it will be about performance. They're all hard-nosed competitors, all of them, and they always want to put the best. All they can control is what they do out there on court, and the rest should take care of itself. And that bodes well for us, because they want to play for them.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.